When Tom McGuane's first novel, The Sporting Club, was published 20 years ago, most of the reviewers mentioned Scott Fitzgerald. I did too. I thought The Sporting Club was better, in fact, than This Side of Paradise. Equally intoxicating, but less romantic, with a scourging quality. Imagine a kind of archaeology of the propertied Midwestern upper classes. Digging up their past, McGuane found pornography. Under the Celtic rainbow of a loving language grinned a savage social critic. But he went away in the novels that followed, to Key West and Montana and Hollywood. And by the time he got to Panama in 1978, he seemed to disdain any sort of social context, more like Hemingway than Fitzgerald. His gun-toting anti-heroes, wherever they found themselves, even in bed with a bimbo, were alone in their heads and in their bottles and in their private codes of behavior, disenchanted and contemptuous, cowboy Beckets. It was very existential, and somehow unearned, and thus depressing, like a hangover from a party to which the reader hadn't been invited. Keep the Change is a recovery and a triumph. At first glance, Joe Starling looks like another of these cowboys, a 30-something failed artist, feeling bad about himself in Key West. He steals his girlfriend's car and drives cross-country home to Montana to wrestle with some ghosts. These ghosts include Joe's banker father, who died of alcoholism, his aunt and uncle, who mismanage a ranch that was left to Joe, his first love, with whom he may have sired a child, horses and Indians, and a painting of white hills in the abandoned mansion of a bygone silver king. Whatever it was, he says to himself, that had pushed him from one place to another was not going to push him any farther. He couldn't understand why, when he looked within, as he had done for so long in his apprenticeship, he found nothing he could use. He thinks about the land and who really owns it, about sex and property rights, about fathers and the past as a series of foreclosures. He thinks also about those white hills in that painting, which he plagiarized for his own art, now abandoned like the mansion. He comes to conclusions. I quote, "Something went through him with signifying interior chime, as powerful as looking at an empty bed where a parent once died." Later on, "Things seemed so right to Joe, he was able to enfold himself in the breaking wave. It was not necessary now to have an opinion about anything." Finally, it was this Joe had waited for, something that would cross his mind like a change of weather and leave a different atmosphere behind. It's not just that Keep the Change is very funny. Driving westward, Joe spots a born-again bumper sticker. "The game is fixed," it says. "The lamb will win. Be there." Nor that for the first time McGuane gives us women that we care about, two of them. Nor that he's never been better at evoking landscape, livestock, and all the weathers of the night. It's not even that the painting has a secret, and the plot a surprise twist. It's more that this humming language soars to a music of liberation, a death-defying leap into nameless possibilities in unknown, unclaimed, unspoiled places of the heart. No more cowboys and Indians. On the range instead, a powerful artist, an adult.